Blog Talk Radio.
Listen, I'm going to call you from my cell phone, okay? Because this house phone's about to die. It keeps beeping in my ear. Okay, cool, Cliff, then, all right? All right, bye.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. Then you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy, crazy.
I wanted the fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public, excuse me. But wanting my cake and eat it too. And wanting it both ways. Fame made me a balloon. Cause my ego inflated when I blew sleep. And it was confusing. Cause all I wanted to do was be the Bruce Lee of Bruce Lee abused ink. Use it as a tool when I blew steam. Woo! Hit the lottery, ooh wee. But with what I gave up to get, it was bittersweet. It was like winning a used me. Ironic cause I think I'm getting so huge I need a shrink. I'm beginning to lose sleep. One sheep, two sheep. Going cuckoo and kooky is cool key. But I'm actually weirder than you think. Cause
I'm friends with the monster.
Of a poet, but I know somebody once told me to seize the moment and don't squander it, cause you never know when it all could be over tomorrow, so I keep conjuring.
Sometimes I wonder where these thoughts come from.
Yeah, ponder it, do you wonder? There's no wonder you're losing your mind the way it wanders.
I think you've been wandering off down yonder and stumbled on to Jeff Van Bondren. Cause I need an interventionist to intervene between me and this monster and save me from myself and all this conflict. Cause of everything that I love killing me and I can't conquer it. My OCD talking me in the head, keep knocking. Nobody's home, I'm sleepwalking. I'm just relaying what the voice in my head saying. Don't shoot the messenger, I'm just
friends with
the
monster.
One day that I walk amongst you a regular civilian, but until then Trump get killed and I'm coming straight at MC's blood gets spilled and I'm taking back to the days that I get on a Dre track, give every kid who got played that pump the feeling and shit to say back to the kids who played them. I ain't here to save the fucking children, but if one kid out of 100 million who are going through a struggle feels it and relates, that's great. It's payback, Russell Wilson falling way back in the draft, turn nothing into something, still can make that draw in the gold dump. I will spin Rumpelstiltskin in a haystack. Maybe I need a straight jacket, face facts, I am nuts for real, but I'm okay with that. It's nothing, I'm still friends with
the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy. I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed.
Get along.
Well, that's not
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Clapback, where everybody interviews everybody. And that's just how the way it goes. I'm your host, Artrell Jones, and our guests will be calling in within a few minutes. Because right now, I'm just doing it at the moment. Because they sent me a survey about the new arena that's going to be built down here in Milwaukee. So they just asked me, like, questions and stuff like that. So I'm almost done. So I'm just reading on. So sorry if you hear the sound of silence or anything like that. So, and I think this is our guest right now. Caller, you're on the air.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Hey, what's going on? No time no hear.
Yeah, I know. I've been busy. You know, I got, you know, recently hurt at my job and had to take a little short break from wrestling training. It's been kind of stressing, you know, because when you do that, you know, you tend to forget some things, and I don't want to be one of those guys that becomes, you know, too laid back. And hang on a second, let me plug my.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
I decided to, a few weeks ago, I jumped in the ring. You know, I was messing up a few of my hip tosses, and next thing you know, I'm trying to work on my flip, and I end up busting my ankle at Kansas. That shit fucking hurt.
Oh, no, wait, you had your ring debut?
No. I was still training.
Oh, still training.
I ended up, you know, busting my ankle on the canvas by accident. I took a bad bump. So, I've had to take it easy a little bit, but I'm trying to get back because I'm tired. Number one, the reason I've been gone is because they scheduled me for physical therapy, and that kind of, you know, cuts into my schedule. You know what I mean? Because usually after I come back from work, I go to training. But in these days, ever since I've been hurt, I've been coming back from work and going to physical therapy. And by the time physical therapy is over, I don't have time to go training because the sessions are already over. But I try to get in, you know, Mondays at least because, you know, I got to get back into the, you know, the training mode. You know what I mean? And since I've been hurt, you know, it's, I'm gonna tell you firsthand, you know, it's frustrating, you know, when you feel like, you know, you're doing a great job and you're on a roll and then, you know, something happens and you have to settle down for a bit. So, my trainer is one of the best trainers, you know, out there. I mean, because most trainers would not even wait for me like he's waiting for me. They would just cut you away from school because they're so damn impatient. But the thing is, do I want to wait till I'm healed enough to go back in there and finish doing my thing? Or do I want to get in there, you know, and push it and hurt myself worse? You know, and I tried to go in there, you know, on it, you know, because I'm able to walk on it now. I'm able to, you know, jump around and, well, not jump high enough yet. I'm able to, you know, walk around and do this and do that and do simple things I was able to do. But I'm still, you know, it's still healing because what I had was an actual sprain. What most people consider to be sprains, my doctor told me this, aren't actually sprains. What I had was an actual real sprain because there was a lot of swelling. And sprains are actually partially overstretching and sometimes a slight tear of the ligament down there. So he said it might take, you know, a few months to heal. Might be, you know, a couple more months before, you know, it's finally back to normal. And I can go, you know, full force again. So, but it's healing. You know, if it wasn't healing, I wouldn't be able to walk on it. And
well, at least it don't take that long of a recovery, at least.
Hopefully, you know, but if it does, you know, hey, at least it's healing. But I am good enough to be able to at least get in the ring. But I don't want to, you know, do something crazy to where I end up fucking it up more, you know what I mean? And I'm trying to aim to go back to training this coming Monday. So,
right.
I might go early in the morning, or I might go late at night. Because either way, I mean, it's hard work, but at the same time, you know, I fucking miss it, you know. And the only thing that's really frustrating is that my trainer head might have to teach me some things over again because I've been gone so long, and I don't like that. You know what I mean? I hate that because that's why I tried to keep from happening in the first place. Because I didn't want to stay gone that long. But, you know, sometimes things don't always work out the way you want them to. Injuries happen. And even wrestlers are telling me, you know, dude, man, now you see how we feel.
What you doing here?
So, the only thing I can do is just shoot it up and keep going. I mean, because I wasn't going to, I was going to come back the day after I busted it, but I had to go to my PT appointment. Because, yeah, but I'm not going to, I said I was tired, but I never said I was going to quit. So, I mean, there's a lot riding on this right now, and I can't just, you know, walk away from it. You know, just because of a fucking, you know, ankle injury, you know, because ankle injuries, you know, they heal. It's going to heal. But I'm not going to live with myself if I just fucking quit. Especially as high as I was on doing this, I can't turn back now. I've been doing this since July, June, July. I'm not going to walk away now. It would just be stupid to do so. So, anyway.
Just want to keep on going.
So, why am I here? What story am I telling?
Oh, while you're here, it's just like, just check this out. Okay, been part of WFSO for a while and all that. So, and here's the thing about this show. This show, like, everybody interviews everybody, and I'm going to start interviewing you, of course. When you want to interview me, you just say clap back, and I'll just let you go from there.
Okay.
That's just the rules of the show. But let's just get to it. So, besides the injury and stuff, so, like, do you think you learned enough from what you've been training for so far?
I can't say that I'm good enough to be able to work a match yet, but I am good enough to take a bump. I mean, I'm not sure if you saw the video on Facebook.
I probably didn't. Probably got to look at it.
I am good enough to be able to take a bump. So. I'll be up to the
right. Right, I'm thinking, I know that's like the main thing that you got to do is take a bump.
Yeah.
That's good.
Go ahead. A veteran friend that I have in the business told me it's not. What did he say? Let me go to it. It's not if you get hurt. It's when, how badly, and how you bounce back or deal with them. So, I'm willing to deal with this just so I can continue my training. But at the same time, you know, I want to bust it up more. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, and I'm willing to come back. I just want to come back. I just want things to get back to how they once were. I'm sick of this fucking injury. I'm sick of this ankle. I want to go back to my fiery self. Because ever since I've had this, you know, I've become a little bit more laid back, and I hate it.
Too much laid back? Too much laid back?
I don't want to become too much laid back, you know, because that's my fear. You know, because when I get off work, I'm so fucking.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. You just be tired from work, and it's like, I have to go do this, go get training and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I get it. But, as for, like, are you playing Big Show in the background?
I'm watching Survivor Series from last year.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, that's just a Big Show theme song. But, anywho, what do you think about people that like doing what we're doing right now? And what do you think is maybe some of the greatest people that are doing? You know?
Say that again.
Oh, like, who do you think is some of the best people that does, like, commentary right now besides when you used to do the Smurfs list?
Some of the best people in commentary?
Yeah.
I guess I'll go with, obviously, Jim Ross, but also Michael Cole. You know, he's a good guy. Yes, I said Michael Cole. People, get the fuck over it. You remember, from what I've heard, Gordon Solie sounded pretty good. And who else is it? Jerry King Lawler, you know, he's good on commentary. He has a little wise, funny wise cracks and things like that. Tell his little jokes. But it's just me.
Yeah, like some of the jokes he does is funny, so I admit that. Especially, like, well, also, like, you know, that do commentaries, like, the review about wrestling, like, for example, good mic work. Like, who do you think are good enough to that level so far in that area?
Hang on, answering a text message.
Oh.
Yep. Okay. Who was you talking about as far as good mic work and everybody?
Yeah.
Good mic work is definitely number one. He is the most logical wrestling online commentator I've ever listened to, and really I wish more people sounded like him. And, for honestly, he sounds so logical and so, I mean, he's not fucking, you know, irrational or short-sighted or biased. He's just real and tells it like it is. So really, if you ask me, anybody who decides they ever want to call him out or, you know, disagree with his views are basically disagreeing with the truth or are basically, you know, fucking themselves. Because he's not just saying some dumb shit that he's pulled out of his ass. He's just being realistic. And if you can't see that, then you're just another ignorant, you know, fucking dumb smart mark on the internet that will never fucking know tit-tat about wrestling. Because let me tell you something. You hop your ass in a wrestling ring, you take one bump, you'll be finished. I promise you that. If you want to really be a part of this business, do what I'm doing, get in the business, pay your dues, prove yourself. That's what I got to say.
Exactly. I think that just some people just need to learn that, too. Your time, like, hosting the Smurfs list,
give that up because my partner quit on me, and, you know, it's not the same without a partner. I'm not sure if she's listening right now, but I doubt she is. No, because she, you know, hates me.
Right.
And I think she blocked all of us on Facebook, didn't she?
Yeah, it just sucks that had to happen, but understand, and we get why, so no big deal. And
The only thing I really got to say to her is, fuck you if you can't take a joke. That's all I got to say. There. And that reminds me, her buddy that I had on the show, actually, he hates me too now, so I guess neither one of them can.
Which I was kind of shocked that, you know, him was just like, oh, I want to talk to you because blah, 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 blah.
And what did he say to you?
I didn't expect that coming. No, I'm just saying, like, I just didn't expect that coming from him, like.
Yeah.
Like I said, I haven't seen her post ever since she not been friends with you or something from him. I haven't heard nothing from him either. So just drop everybody from the face of the earth.
Yeah, and that basically tells me what I meant to her before. You know what I mean? Because if I had a problem with somebody, you know, I wouldn't be so quick to drop them off the face of the earth like most people. At least I would try to work it out or something, which I tried to apologize to her. she wouldn't give me a chance to, you know, talk and actually sit down with her and say, hey, look, you know, I'm sorry, you know, at the end of the day, I still care about you, you know, this, you know, that, you're a sweet girl, you're a sweet person, I don't have anything bad to say about you. But you know, people don't seem to get their head screwed on straight. People have egos. They only believe in what they want to believe in, see what they want to see. And that can be said for both of them. If you can't see the fact that I am a good guy, or, you know, the fact that I am not as bad as I claim, as I seem on the internet, or over Facebook, or Twitter, or anything like that, then really, at the end of the day, that's not my problem. That's yours. You're the one that's the problem. I mean, fuck, I'm cool. I'm laid back. I have no problem with either one of them. I can't necessarily, you know, sort out bullshit for people who don't want to sort out the bullshit, who don't want to help. If you, this is to anybody out there who's actually listening to me, who knows who I am. I have the people that I care about, and I have the people that I keep close to me. But at the same time, if you don't want to, you know, if we run into a problem, I would advise that we deal with it like two adults, you know, like two stubborn fifth grade kids. Because
go ahead. I'm sorry.
If the shoes were on the other foot and she upset me, yeah, I would be upset. But would I block her on Facebook? No. Would I stop talking to her? No. I mean, she claims that she told me so many times to stop doing this or stop doing that and making fun of her or whatever. Obviously, you know, she can't take a fucking joke, Artrell. You know what I mean? I guess, you know, she's too goddamn sensitive. So.
Yeah, like I said, I don't know much about that issue, but it's just like suddenly out of nowhere, like she just disappeared.
Yeah, and she didn't warn anybody. She just fucking...
She was like, wow.
I mean, because I thought everything was fine, you know what I mean? I thought we were cool, and then next you know, she's fucking gone. I'm like, what the fuck? Where'd she go? I tried calling her phone. She rejected my phone calls. She didn't return any of my text messages. So I'm like, okay, I see how it is. So you want to basically turn to the dark side against you basically want to turn against me. That's fine. You're just going to be one of the many people on the list of people that I have right now that's going to eat their words later on.
Most likely.
So, hell. They are two of the newest names on the list, and the list just keeps on growing. And there's anybody out there, you want to be part of the list? I got a few blank spaces, and I'll write your names. I promise.
You probably mean you got 100
Actually, fuck.
Spaces.
I got an unlimited amount of blank spaces.
There you go.
And I'll be happy to write your name in any one of those blank spaces. So which blank space do you want? Do you want the lover side or do you want the hater side? Because the lover side, that only has, like, what, maybe 4 or 5, maybe 6 or 20 people? The hater side has at least a couple hundred. And it just keeps on growing. So who wants to volunteer to have their name written in one of these blank spaces? I've got an unlimited amount of blank spaces. I'd be happy to write your name. Clint is already in a blank space at least 5 times.
Yeah, he disappeared off the face of the earth too, and right now is a good thing. So
I know it sounds like a Taylor Swift song, but it makes a point. I got a long list. I'm gonna reference that song because, you know, it's perfect. I got a long list of ex-friends And a lot of them will tell you that I'm a selfish prick. A selfish prick, an egotistical asshole who doesn't respect other people's views, who thinks he's right all the time, who thinks he's right 90% of the time, and won't listen to other people's opinions, and is merciless and always making fun of pregnant people. By the way, good luck to all those assholes out there. But reality is, the harsh reality for all of you is that I'm not fucking generic. I'm authentic. Now, while everybody else is out popping out kids or at home babysitting their wedlock children, or what's the other term? Bastard kids.
Hmm.
Where am I?
You mean bastard
at an Usher show? Yeah, where am I? I'm at an Usher show. Or wait, I'm at a WWE show. Oh, wait, I'm training to be a wrestler. Wait. I'm meeting Daughtry. And I'm on, while you guys sitting on the sidelines, I'm just waving at you. Hi, how you doing? Sorry you had to have a baby. You could have been standing right here with me.
Oh, hey, Chris. Can you watch my child for me?
Of course.
Really?
Hell no.
What was like nephews or cousins?
My nephew is like my little brother. You know, he's not my child. He's just like my little brother. I got him a couple nice Christmas gifts this year, so I hope he's happy. So back to that again. I've got a bunch of people that don't like me. As far as Rainy and Snake go, they're not the first people on the face of this earth to come out and say, I can't fucking stand you, okay? Because there's been at least a few hundred more before you that have all said the same thing. So they can all line up and take a number.
Will be another one to a million?
Yeah, probably. In the next, for a few years as I get more famous. I'll put this paper up on the wall, and I'll just say, here's a blank space. Which one do you want? Blank spaces. I've got 100 million blank spaces, and I'll write your name. And that includes Mr. Clinton Yuba. The wannabe internet wrestling expert who probably doesn't have a job, doesn't have a girlfriend, and probably have a 5-inch dick.
No, it'll be the size of his pinky finger.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure John Cena is able to satisfy Nikki Bella really, really well. I'm sure Triple H can satisfy Stephanie anytime he wants to. Anytime he wants to. Probably before every show that they have, he's probably in the back satisfying her. Satisfying her. That means their children can't watch Mommy and Daddy for a certain period of time. They have to be down the hall in the other room while Mommy and Daddy are taking care of business. Now,
and all that good stuff.
As I look on my Facebook, I don't know if you see the picture that I took earlier off my television. I put, I love how Cena deals with the haters.
Oh, yeah.
And this was, yes, this was in his hometown. In his hometown. And he looked at the cameraman and said, zoom in on this. He got down on one knee and held the belt up. While they all held their signs up, he stood right in front of them. And it's like, yes, they all love me. They all love me. He has pretty much the same attitude I have. I mean, because if you're a hater of me, and you come up to me and you say, I fucking don't like you, you are so immature, you're stupid, you're an asshole, I'll just basically stand there and I'll just laugh at you. I'll laugh in your face. I'll say, so, you think you're the first one to say that to me? Take a number and get in line, sweetheart. I got a...
Yeah,
I already said it.
Yeah, although I know we passed the time, but we can keep on going until, you know, it stops or whatever. We'll probably be the next 15 minutes, so we're going to keep on going with the next 15 minutes of whatnot. So, and this is for the people that downloaded the show, so let's just keep going.
Well, firstly, who's watching, who's listening to this?
A lot of people.
Okay. A lot of people. How wonderful. Well,
I won't know the real results until probably a few days.
A lot of people. Okay. Well, all those people that have downloaded or will download this episode, you can join the lover side of me or you can join the hater side of me. It's not really, you know, a factor of how popular I am. It's the impact that I have on you. That's all that I care about. Just know that when I say something, I want to hit you. And when I hit you, I want to hit you hard.
But there are some people that just need to be punched in the face anyway, so.
No, trust
me. Ain't nothing new.
Usher is sitting at home. Well, actually, fuck, where is he at? He's sitting in his house or somewhere in London, overseas, smoking a Cuban. I guess he finally went overseas to start the European leg of his tour. Why don't you take your fiancé to go see the UR Experience?
Paul, you mean Usher?
Yes. So you think UR stands for?
Yeah, I know what it means, but
it doesn't. It shouldn't stand for you're rambunctious.
I forgot what areas that he's gonna come in. If it's close to ones like Chicago, it's like
he was at United Center.
Yep, United Center, which means I got to find some way to get down there because. I knew you would say something like that.
Well,
go ahead.
I did manage to capture a clip from the show that I posted weeks ago.
Yeah, was it the one with Chris Brown?
No, I caught it on my own phone. Now, if you're talking about the Chicago show, for the Chicago show, he did bring out Chris Brown.
Yeah, it's just like, for me, Christmas right now was like a little bit hectic and stuff like that. And
yes.
Yeah, just job at the moment just not picking up as it normally would, but for life, what you gonna do?
Check it out, I got another person on my feed. My baby's progress. cute. So where's the father?
I'm so excited for you. I can't wait to start shopping for your baby. You people are fucking insane.
Somebody came to me and said, so-and-so is having a baby. I can't wait to start shopping for it. I'd be like, and I give a fuck why. You see this iPod in my hand? You see this ticket in the other? And you see this money in the other hand from work? This is what I give a fuck about. And I have been getting some good hours at work, matter of fact, because you already know where I work.
Yeah. I think everybody should. I think you told everybody.
Yeah, so who fucking doesn't know? And who also doesn't fucking know that my mouth is not a clean place? You know, the
yeah,
only thing I'm missing,
I know you.
The only thing I'm missing is a nice woman. Where are you
it'll
at?
It'll happen.
Yeah,
it'll happen.
Yeah, yeah, if they can handle me. Even though I'm looking at a nice woman right now. She happens to be one that I went to go see in back in Buffalo. Most prettiest thing ever. Hmm? So I'm not talking about my friend Liz. Not that one. Even though she is beautiful. Anyway. In case anybody does not know, Memphis will be the very first city to host the very first WWE Fastlane pay-per-view on February 22nd next year.
Yep, that is true.
If you want to... Yes. Memphis, Tennessee, Sunday, February 22nd, 2015, FedEx Forum. If you want to come and have a good time, come down here and have a good time. Just leave the ghetto shit behind, all right? Because we have enough of that shit here, all right?
I assume you just have enough of everywhere.
Yeah, pretty much. And for those of you who do not know, let me run you down the list of ticket prices. Because I've been curious of this shit, see how much their forms cost. It's charging. Okay. Standard admission. Ticket prices. I'm going to start from smallest to largest. $38.53, $49.08, $65.61, $86.70, $108.39, $171.45, $325.77, $377.24. Take your pick. For me, I'm probably either going to go with the $171 seat. Because, number one, I don't have $300 to spend. And number two, I don't have $300 to spend.
Because I know that people buy like ringside seats, they could take a seat home with them. So, there you go. Get the second seat home.
You just take your fucking seat home. Yeah, the seat with your ass boot juice in it. And don't call me BAE. If you're a woman out there, do not call me BAE, okay? Do not call me that. What the fuck do I look like, shit? Simply call me baby, sweetheart, honey bun, honey boo boo. I don't give a fuck. Just don't call me babe. Babe is an oxymoron and it does not exist, okay?
Yeah, I'm about to say, who came up with that anyway?
A fucking idiot.
I was going to say Pharrell because I first heard him say it like that.
God, Pharrell, what the fuck have you started, dude? You are one of the most respected musical producers, singers, songwriters, entrepreneurs ever in this industry. Why are you saying shit like that? That's all I got to say.
Guess he thought it was cool.
I mean,
cool.
It's bad enough that your fucking hats are bigger than your head.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out what's up with them big hats.
It's called making a fashion statement, something that stands out so people will remember you. So when Pharrell is long done or long gone, people are going to remember him mainly for his not only the hits that he put out or produced or wrote, but they will also remember him for his big hats.
Get
my drift? That has been yet another logical explanation by yours truly. Now, anybody else got any more questions? Wait. I hear fucking kids crying.
Let's see. I know I got some. Let me just give you a few more because I know we're going to be running out of time. Or
probably going to cut you off.
Okay. Was that?
Probably going to cut you off.
Yeah, it probably will, like it always does. But, let me try to give you a few more questions out the way. Favorite wrestler? In case haters don't know. Oh, yeah, you don't have a favorite.
The Undertaker. I have my favorites, but at the end of the day, I support the business as a whole. Much like all music. Right. At the end of the day, I have my favorite singers and songwriters, but I support the industry as a whole.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. You heard about, like, TNA, right, moving to this new channel or whatnot.
Yes, I did. I remember hearing about them moving to a new channel. I just don't know what channel it is.
Yeah, Destination America or whatever channel that is. Do you think they're going to succeed with this change?
It depends on them. It all depends on them. What they're willing to do, what steps they're willing to take, and if they feel that those are the necessary steps that need to be taken. Because obviously moving to Monday night to try to go hit the head with the WWE is not a necessary or wise step to take. They learned that real fast.
Yeah, they did. Something that they probably ain't going to do for a long time.
Yeah.
Unless they win in the ring.
And where the fuck is Jeff Jarrett?
He's doing his own promotion, which is supposed to be out in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, Global Force Wrestling, he already got, like, Jim Ross to be one of the commentators.
That's one plus for him.
Mm-hmm. He's working with he's all around the world, so that's a good thing. Oh, yeah.
That reminds me. Survivor Series just came out on DVD today.
Oh, I didn't even know that. Am I good for not coming up?
Yeah, I have to run to Walgreens. I have to run to Walmart and grab it. Ooh, who's a cute ass security guard from Boston? She looks like she has some boobs on her.
Oh, man. But, okay, one more question. Okay, do you know, like, some of the greatest wrestling promotions that's going on right now in Memphis?
Right now, I would have to say my promotion, RSWF, because right now we are getting the most feedback. Out of everybody that's down here, which there isn't a lot, this promotion is getting the most feedback. So I would say if you guys are in the Memphis area and you want to see some good-ass wrestling, good-ass old-school, old-fashioned Memphis wrestling, come see RSWF. And if you want to become a professional wrestler, come to the RSWF Wrestling Academy. That is where I am training at. But I must warn you, it's not for the faint of heart.
Yeah, especially with training, it'd never be a faint of heart.
It's already hard enough for me because I'm fucking hurt. But I'm pushing through it.
Yeah, exactly. Anything more you want to talk about with the promotion you're with right now?
Well, let me just look at a couple things right quick. Okay. Well,